The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We are here. Welcome back. We are going to be talking to one of Dr. Yardley's clients here in just a second, Valita. What can you tell me about Valita, Dr. Yardley?
Well, you know, I love every patient that I get the chance to take care of. Some are just a little bit more special for different reasons. And Valita is just one of those people. She travels from Vashon Island and has done for years. I've taken care of her probably well over 10 years. And I remember at one point she was going to retire to Brazil. And I could see her sitting on the Brazilian beach, you know, sipping on a margarita or whatever it is they make down there. And anyway, but one problem was she didn't have anyone down there that could take care of her. So, you know, she kind of proposed that maybe I could go down there with her in a part of her baggage. Of course, I'm married with kids, you know, but she was, and I keep teasing her about that.
Why don't we get her on the line here and chat with her? Valita, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Dr. Yardley is here, too.
Hi, Valita.
Hello, Dr. Yardley.
He's ready to go to Brazil with you, Valita.
Well, I'll go if he'll go.
Valita,
somebody's got to keep me walking.
Well, talk to me about that. That's very fascinating to me that you would say somebody's got to keep me walking. What was your condition? What were you suffering from before you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I've been afflicted for years with sciatic pain, which sometimes would go into spasms. Spasms that would put me down wherever I was, and often making it impossible to walk until they passed. And even when there were no spasms, and eventually they did go away, it was just raw pain. I had to teach myself not to look at my hand when I took it out of my pocket looking for blood. There is no blood. It just feels like it. It was so raw, and it was so hard to walk. I couldn't sleep. I was just sleeping and sitting in chairs or cars were the hardest two things to do.
I understand you had some arm and shoulder problems, too.
That came later, but yes, I did. And I have learned from him over the years, you know, these things are happening because of when I'm out of alignment, those nerves that serve those areas are being pinched by the vertebra out of place. And it's just clobbering my nerves.
Dr. Yardley, do you want to put that in plain language? She did a real great job. But
she really did. I think her language should probably be better than mine. But it's you know, the spine itself, when it starts getting in trouble because you got one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other, things get twisted, and then over time things break down, and now we got a mess. And we have to
I was in so much pain.
Could you walk for any distance at all, Valita?
You know, it was easier to walk, strangely enough, when I've heard other people with a similar condition say so. Easier to walk uphill. Downhill was killing. But no, I couldn't walk for very long. I mean, I would go to the beach and then be looking for a stick to use as a cane because I just couldn't put enough pressure on it to walk comfortably. I was losing mobility steadily.
So you went to see Dr. Yardley.
And he changed everything.
Well, let's start with the procedure. Was it a highly invasive procedure? Did he put you on
No. They just do one thing, and it always works. I used to amuse me to say to my friends, my leg hurts, I'm going to go get my neck adjusted. and then I would, and I would come back walking all normal again.
So he literally helped you walk normally. Tell me about what happened to your pain. What was it 100% gone? What did he do?
Well, that's what he did, and over time the pain subsided. You know, when I'm not out of alignment, once I've healed up from the inflammation, I don't have any pain.
None whatsoever?
But not really, no.
And what has that meant to you in your life? I mean, it's when you live a life of pain, you tend to limit what you do in your life. What has this meant to your life?
Oh, it's given it back to me. It's absolutely given it back to me. At some point, it was so bad that I was wondering how long it would be before I was thinking maybe 2 years and I would end my life, because that was no life. I mean, when it was first at its worst, I just remembered, I would lie in bed at night in an agony and want to turn over and get off that hip, but I would wait until the pain in my leg was greater, and I knew from experience the pain was going to be to turn over. It was that bad.
Boy, to lay in your bed at night and evaluate what would be the least painful position to lay in, that's not any way to live.
No, that's what I decided. I was really thinking I would check myself out. I was just gonna do a suicide if it didn't get better, because that is you can't live that way.
But it did get better.
Yes, it did. These adjustments have made all the difference. They made the critical. They gave me back my life.
Would you recommend what Dr. Yardley does to another person?
I have had friends I have sent him to take me out to dinner to thank me for Dr. Yardley.
And over the years,
I send people to him every chance I get.
Yeah, and Valita over the years has sent many people in.
And they've all been grateful.
Well, that's an amazing story. I appreciate you making time to come on and chat with us a little bit, Valita. I wish you continued good health.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I will always sing the praises of Dr. Yardley.
Thank you so much, Valita. You take care.
You too.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away, had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to David Neubauer from Alaska. He's been coming to you for a while. I guess he had some issues with pain and headaches. Is that right?
Absolutely. David came initially to see me in the early 80s. He actually travels from Anchorage, Alaska for care. Anyhow, he sent his parents down. He sent a number of family members down because he's been so tickled with the results that he's got.
David Neubauer joins us from where? Anchorage, Alaska, David?
Anchorage, Alaska, yes.
You have a big concern up there. What's the name of the company?
Geochem Incorporated. Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome. So you've known Dr. Yardley for quite some time, back in the 1980s?
That's correct. Back in the 80s, started with Dr. Yardley.
So what was the problem, the condition that you had that was having an impact on your life? What were you going through?
I had extensive headaches, migraines that were affecting my life as far as normal routines during the day, including getting to work on time.
Had you did it affect you in terms of your family life or activities, other activities like sports or stuff like that?
It did. It prevented me from wanting to get out and about into the great wilderness of Alaska in doing my skiing activities, my hiking activities, spending time with the family. All that was jeopardized with the headaches and the pain that I was feeling prior meeting with Dr. Yardley.
How early in your life do you remember the headaches starting, David?
around 18 years of age.
Wow. And then you carried them for how many years before you got to Dr. Yardley?
Oh, it was... that's probably, 61, 71. Well, I don't want to age myself, but listen, it was many years before I had seen Dr. Yardley. I suffered by the time the 1980s came around and I was able to see Dr. Yardley. I had suffered years and years of pain.
So you met with him, you went through the treatment. Do you still have headaches? Do you still have pain?
I do not have headaches. I do not have pain. I am pain-free, headache-free.
And how long has that been going on? I mean, has it been since the very first treatment, or did it take a while, or tell us about that process?
Well, it took a little while, obviously, to get pain-free completely. But since I've been seeing Dr. Yardley for all these years, something that I don't have to deal with any longer, and when they do start to occur... the first thing I do is come to see Dr. Yardley.
So what has that meant for your life? What's been the impact in your life of being pain-free?
It's allowed me, once again, to spend quality time with the family.
What's that meant for you as a father with your child?
Tremendous relief. I'm have much more patience with my child. I'm able to play with her.
You travel a considerable distance to the Yardley Institute in order to do this. How do you justify that in your mind?
The expense isn't anything compared to the pain. So the justification is that with the relief of pain comes such a better quality of life that the little bit amount of money it takes to go see Dr. Yardley, there's no other way to justify it. It's just an improvement in the quality of life.
David, is there any other condition or problem that you were experiencing that you ended up finding that the treatment with Dr. Yardley gave you improvement in that condition also?
Besides the improvements in my headaches, I have found considerable improvement in my mobility. My lower back pain and middle of my back pain has been relieved as well. I seem to be walking straighter and more in tune with the goings-on in life in general.
So what would you say to somebody who is considering going and getting the upper cervical treatment from Dr. Yardley?
Don't waste your time with any other type of treatments. If you are experiencing pain in your back and neck, or your extremities, you shouldn't hesitate to go see Dr. Yardley.
David, that's a pretty ringing compliment. Just a wonderful affirmation of what Dr. Yardley does. Dr. Yardley, did you have a question for him real quickly?
A couple of things, David. One, when you've got those headaches, you don't get a good night's rest. It keeps waking you up, doesn't it?
It does. Without the treatment, I'm up every 2 hours.
Right. But the good thing is, for as long as you've been under care, we don't have to see you much. I think I saw you twice last year.
That is correct. And that's a very good point, Dr. Yardley. I mean, I only come to see you once or twice a year, and in between that, I seem to be in adjustment, and I don't have the headaches or the pains associated with other treatments. For instance, standard chiropractic treatments where I had gone 3 or 4 times a week to try and relieve the headaches. With Dr. Yardley, once or twice a year, I'm headache-free.
So, Dr. Yardley, you actually have people that come to you from not only all over the country, but I guess all over the world.
It's true. We had a lady in last month that came in from Norway.
Wow.
We have people coming up from Florida, Southern California, New Jersey, Hawaii. So the work we do is just not widely available. And so if people are to get the help they need to, they have to seek it out.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl.
Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there were several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we've talked a lot about different conditions, things that your procedure can assist with making people feel better, whether it's neck pain or fibromyalgia or trigeminal neuralgia, I can now say it.
Yes, you can.
Or any number of other conditions.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get asked, and I'm sure you do too, when we get phone calls, people say, well, if I go down to the Yardley Institute with a given condition, what are the recommendations I'm going to encounter? What's the experience going to be like? So I thought, let's take a couple of minutes and talk about what happens when somebody walks into the Yardley Institute.
Well, you know, that reminds me, I am going to answer that, but that reminds me of a question I was asked just this past week, and it comes up periodically where a person says, well, does everyone have a compromised brain-body connection? And the answer is no, but by the time they get to our institute, many do.
Sure.
And the reason is because they've been to all these other practitioners, and if they're going to solve it, it's already solved, they never arrived to our office. So by the process of elimination, many but not everyone does. So we don't accept everyone for care, and not everyone has a compromised brain-body connection.
You don't accept everybody for care?
No, if they don't have a compromised brain-body connection, we may try and recommend that if they've got some issues, try this or try that. We will build on our 34 years of experience at what other things have worked and try and guide them in a direction where they may be able to get better help, but it may not be our institute.
Okay, so I come walking into the Yardley Institute. Tell me what happens.
So the first step is to find out what's going on. So you meet with the doctor, we sit down, discuss things. You kind of give me a background of what you're looking for, what you most want to see help with as a result of coming to the institute. That's one key question you'll be asked. We'll ask that in writing, and then we're also going to discuss it with you in detail. And at that point, then after we've explained just briefly what it is we do, then we're going to go through a series of tests, none of which will hurt, none of which are invasive. You don't need to disrobe for any of them at all. And what this does, the series of tests, which are quite fun to go through, it's a series of metrics. It's a series of measurements that allow us to determine, is there a compromised brain-body connection or not? If there's not, then that kind of ends the discussion. If there is, then at that point in time, we may recommend further testing. And so what we do then is we get a complete evaluation, and we schedule a time where we sit down, and basically we go over what our findings are, and we propose a solution. Twists, no arms, totally up to you what you want to do with it at that point in time. Some opt to go no further beyond that visit. Many actually decide to move ahead with it, usually because they've got help nowhere else. And so when we do accept a case for care, we use the series of metrics on a visit-by-visit basis to determine if and how to manage the case. Also, periodically, we do an evaluation, what we call a progressive evaluation. And what this is a series of more in-depth tests and a rating where you can go through and rate, this is improved, that's improved, this is not improved, so we can see if we're getting the job done, if we're heading in the right direction, if things are progressing the way that we're supposed to.
So it sounds like when you talk about metrics and you talk about these different tests, it sounds really quite scientific. What you're doing is very grounded, reality-based. Here's where you are now, and then a month later, here's where you are today. So you're taking a snapshot of where the patient is as they go through your process.
Frank, this is true far more than you realize. It's very measurement-based, even down to our measurements on our x-rays. We're measuring degrees, very, very detailed, very detailed. Our goal really is to create a situation, ultimately, where a person's brain-body connection is intact and remains intact for years. And we have cases holding their corrections for 3 to 6 years. I had a lady in just this past week, and she'd been holding for... I don't know. I think she'd been holding for 3.5 years. Her husband had been holding for 2.5 years, and he wasn't too happy that she'd been holding longer than he had. But, you know, that's the way it goes with couples. Our record is actually just shy of 10 years.
So now when you correct the brain and body connection, does that help the muscles of the upper body and the neck? Does it help them strengthen so that you hold that position?
Yeah, actually, usually by the time people get to us, their compromised position or the compromised posture is the body's adaptation to an abnormal situation. So once we correct that, that begins to change for most people. You know, older people tend to have their heads forward and their shoulders rounded. They start getting these humps in the back.
Yes.
These things begin to change. And people start becoming more active and experiencing a better quality of life as a result of that.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to the wife of one of your other patients. We talked to Leon another time. Now we're going to talk to his wife, Barbara. Tell me about her a little bit before we bring her on here.
Well, I remember when I first met Barbara, which was about 3 years ago, almost 3 years ago, and she'd recently relocated to Seattle.
Ah.
She wasn't all too sure about the city that rained all of the time.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
So,
I'm from here.
Yes, and so, of course, I was busy selling Seattle as well as selling the work that I did. But, you know, here she is. She's still here. So she's adapted to it well.
I am glad to hear that. Barbara, welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you also.
So tell me, what were you suffering from when you went and saw Dr. Yardley? What was what malady was troubling you?
My head was bothering me. I felt like I had pressure on the top of my head all the time, and it just... was a real unusual feeling. It was sort of like a headache, but it was more like tension on the top of my head. Like, I could feel it all the time.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Now, did it lead to headaches?
It did. Sometimes it would lead to headaches. I took a lot of Tylenol, try to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's generally speaking... not necessarily the best way to go, and certainly it's not the direction you go, Dr. Yardley, is it?
That's correct. And you know, Barbara told me when she first came to see me that it was made worse by dampness and bad weather.
Oh, good. So you're in exactly the right place, Barbara.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dampness, bad weather. You must have been cursing this climate.
I didn't like it.
I knew to save Barbara for Seattle, I had to get this improved.
So now, do I understand that you had some issues with leg spasms too, Barbara? Tell me about that.
I did have spasms in my legs.
Would they just quiver, or was there pain associated with this?
It was sort of pain. It was like muscle spasms.
Oh.
When it would start, I would have to get up out of the bed. If I was driving, I would have to take my feet off the accelerator, so it wasn't good.
No, that's really limiting what you can do. And you also, neck and low back, do I understand that you had some issues with your neck and the lower part of your back, too?
Yes, I did.
Tell me about that.
It was sort of like, basically like spasms in my back, especially in my surely would make me dysfunctional.
So what did you do? Would you have to take time off of work? Did you find yourself in bed a lot? What was your life like with this?
It wasn't good. I was working, so I had to work. So I would just go to work and suffer, come home and go to bed, take some Tylenol, try to get rid of it, which didn't work, but it just was bad.
Okay, so let's talk about your experience with Dr. Yardley. You went to see him. What did you think? What was your experience like?
My experience was good. Actually, my husband suggested that I come see Dr. Yardley because I had never seen a person like
him
in
before,
the field
sure.
that Dr. Yardley is in.
Right.
And he asked me two or three times, would I do it? He'll say, he really can help you. And I go, okay, I'll go. So I did. And when I seen him, I told him what my problem was, what was going on, and how I was bothered with my head mainly because it just aggravated me.
Mm-hmm. And?
And he told me that he could help me. And I said, okay. And I did. And I was sort of skeptical at first because I've been had this going on for a while, and I'm so used to going to medical doctors and they doing what they do, which wouldn't happen. And I decided I would try Dr. Yardley like my husband asked me to, and it worked.
It did. You hung in there through the treatments, and so you're saying that all of this stuff, the pressure on your head, the leg spasms, the headaches, neck and low back, that stuff went away?
Yeah, it did.
Well, how did you feel about that? Were you surprised? Were you shocked?
I was sort of surprised because I never went through this with another doctor before in Dr. Yardley field, like I said, and I was just, I'm really shocked. How is this going to work to myself?
You had new faith in the brilliance of your husband, right?
Yes, I did.
How about that? He must have been pretty pleased with himself for a while.
Oh yeah, he was.
He moved up a few notches right there.
So here you are today, and all of those conditions that you were talking about have vanished. And how is your quality of life improved?
Great. I wake up every morning feeling good. Don't have to worry about my head bothering me. Even when it do bother, which is very rare, but I'd be out of sync and I feel so much better about myself. I don't feel like my head finna pop off. My life is just great. I love it.
That is great to hear. Listen, we're going to let you go, but thank you, Barbara, so much for making time to chat with us today.
We really appreciate it, Barbara.
Okay, you are very welcome.
Thank you. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard. And the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her and she seriously recommended it. We met Dr. Yardley and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know, he's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley is, in fact, here to tell us a story about a husband and wife. I guess sometimes you start treating one side and then the other half, what, kind of gets interested in what's going on or what?
That can happen. In fact, this particular case, there was a lady that came in, and her name was Jill.
Okay.
And she was really a neat lady. And one of the things that we do at the Institute is we believe in full disclosure.
Sure.
And we also believe in partnering with the people so that they fully understand what we're doing, where it's going to go, and what to expect from it. So we do a thing called a report of findings.
Now, what is that?
That's where we sit down, we go over the results of the testing, we give a printout of all the testing, mm-hmm. we show the x-rays, explain them in detail, and from that, we're able to make our recommendations and give them a basis for how we've come up with our recommendations.
So there is, when somebody first comes into you and they become a candidate, they actually go through a battery of tests that include x-rays?
Yes. After the initial battery, if it indicates there is a compromised brain-body connection, then what we need to do is define the problem, and we do that using radiographs. That's
okay.
Correct.
So she comes in, she goes through the battery, she gets the radiographs. What happens?
Right. And then, you know, we talk about the report of findings.
Yeah.
And I often recommend that their spouse be present because often they have questions about what's going on.
So it's a kind of a team thing. Everybody's on the same page.
Exactly. And so she explained to me that in no uncertain terms, her husband did not believe in chiropractic. He was very negative towards it and very anti-chiropractic, and that she didn't need him to be at the report of findings. Of which, of course, I said, well, that's just fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we do the report of findings. She starts under care, and she's under care about a month. And one day, I'm walking down the hallway in the office, and here she comes walking down the hallway with one of the other doctors in the institute, mm-hmm. Who's apparently doing some kind of evaluation.
Okay.
And I notice in tow is a gentleman that I had to presume was probably her husband.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is, as she
walks... The guy that's against chiropractic.
Exactly. And as she walks past, she looks up at me, and she winks at me. I kept my mouth shut. I kind of knew what that meant. You know, obviously, he got interested enough. He was exploring what we were doing.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of doing his report of findings a few days later. And while he came to us with a litany of issues, you know, really the reason he came in was just to get checked out, quality of life care.
Okay.
But he did have some things going on, and he shared those with us. And one of them, and certainly not the least of which for him, was asthma.
Hold it. Time out on the field. Dr. Yardley, you're not going to tell me that you can cure asthma.
No, we don't cure anything. But many people with asthma experience significant improvement during the time that they're with us.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
So, any rate, and keep in mind, this gentleman, you know, he's over 70.
Okay.
So, you know, he's lived a good life, and he turned out to be a really wonderful man.
Was he?
To this day, I see them both and enjoy the heck out of both of them. But anyhow, we had to get over a few hurdles with him in terms of his negativism, but obviously he'd seen enough changes in his wife that he was open to exploring this.
Okay.
So he started, and less than 30 days into his care, I sat down with him and said, well, how's the asthma doing? And he reported that the asthma at that point in time was doing 50 to 60% better.
That's a significant improvement for somebody who has issues with breathing.
Exactly, because it's so scary.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
Many other things he had going on were also doing quite a bit better.
Like what?
Well, actually, he had neck issues, and at that stage, he still noticed there was grating in there, but he felt it was doing 30% better.
Okay.
His acid reflux was doing 90% better.
Okay.
Yes, and his sinus issues were doing 50 to 60% better as well.
That's a big change in his quality of life. Tell me about the end. What did he end up with?
Well, we followed this through, and because they're now on what we call quality of life care, where we're only seeing them about four times a year.
Right.
But we did a progressive on him just a few months ago, actually, and at that time he indicated his asthma was now 90% better.
Wow.
Yeah, neck was 80% better, acid reflux 90% better, sinuses 90% better.
All of that from a guy who didn't believe in chiropractic.
Absolutely. Didn't believe in what we did.
Does he still feel that way?
I think not.
I would hope not.
Exactly.
That's a big change. Okay, but like we talked about a little while ago, you're not a curative. You're not like somebody, if I come into you and say, I have asthma, I need you to cure it, you will say, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is a lining up of the spine with the cranium.
That's correct.
And what does that do when you do that?
It restores the body's control over its own systems. It results in an evening out of the legs, an evening out of the hips in most 99% of the cases. The body now starts functioning the way that it's supposed to. And
what does that mean when you say, does it mean that you're unleashing the body to do what it does best?
Exactly.
Which is?
Heal itself. We don't heal. The body heals itself. Now, there can be a point of permanent damage, and there are cases we don't accept for care because it's clear looking at it, either they're not candidates or they've reached a point where there is permanent damage, and we have to have a clear understanding in terms of what we can expect outcome-wise.
And you're straight up about that when you first meet with somebody.
That's right. And if we don't know, we're going to say that as well.
Okay. There's no monkey shines where you say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of all this, and then down the road after you, you know, get all the money and you have done X number of treatments, you say, well, we never said that we couldn't.
Well, no. And that's why we do progressive evaluations throughout the care, mm-hmm. which is an opportunity to sit down, check things out. Patient evaluates their progress, and it's a time where we can ensure that we are getting the results we're looking for.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before he started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, like yeah. Mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. We are so delighted that you've chosen to spend part of your day with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is present, and we are going to talk to another one of your clients. James is on the way next. Now, tell me about James, Dr. Yardley.
Well, you know, I've spent my life and dedicated my life to improving people's health and saving their lives. There is, however, one profession that perhaps might be one notch higher than us, and that is those that save people's souls.
Ah.
And James, this is what he does. He's a pastor. He came to us with a condition that brought me to this work about almost 30 years ago.
What's that?
And that was vertigo, dizziness, loss of balance. And we're going to hear more about that from James.
And he travels a good distance to get to you, too.
He does. He comes from Gig Harbor.
Well, let's chat with him. Pastor Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, it's good to be on with you.
So tell me a little bit about what you were suffering through before you actually sat down with Dr. Yardley.
About, three or four years ago, maybe it's been longer, I came down with what they call Meniere's disease, and my equilibrium totally went off. I would fall down, and I would... I've been taken to the hospital several times, and doctors told me there was no cure.
And how long would these episodes last when you had them?
Usually an episode lasted about 3 hours, and it totally disabled me at the time.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. I mean, as a pastor, I mean, this must have had an enormous impact on your life and your practice as a pastor. Am I wrong, or is that pretty correct?
Oh, yes. It changed my life completely. There were times and situations where I would lose total control, and I just couldn't do anything.
How long did you live with this before you actually got to see Dr. Yardley? Because we hear all the time.
I think approximately 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. James, you probably knew that that's what got me into this work a long time ago. Have we talked about that somewhere along the line?
Yes, you told me that, yes.
Yeah, flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Yes.
I don't think anyone realizes what that's like to have a room spin while you're laying there unless you've personally experienced that. It's terrifying.
It was awful.
Yeah.
All right. So you managed to finally, after a couple of years, finally get in to see Dr. Yardley. I mean, I know it wasn't difficult to get in, but that is, you made time to go see him.
Yes.
What was your experience like?
To tell you the truth, I heard it over the radio, and I heard testimonies like we're doing this. And it sounded interesting, and I was desperate, and I went in there. And, of course, Dr. Yardley and the whole staff there are very friendly, and I felt very received. But I still had lots of questions whether it would really work or not. It just seemed so strange to me. And so I just really went in with lots of questions. And tell you the truth, they answered most all my questions very thoroughly.
So, James, are you one of those people that the very first treatment, it was a dramatic change, or are you a person that it took a little time that was more of a journey?
It took time. There was noticeable change, but it did not solve all the problems. In fact, I have to say that probably I'm 80% better, but 80% is a radical change. I still have some equilibrium problems, but I haven't had a spell ever since that first treatment.
That's a pretty dramatic change. I mean, you haven't had any of the spells, but sometimes you're a little bit, your equilibrium isn't quite what you'd like it to be.
Well, yes, I'm old, you know.
we don't go into that, nor are we going to go into that. So,
yeah, I know.
What impact has that had on your life with the change in your physical health as you've moved towards wellness?
Well, my wife, who is a registered nurse, would tell you the most. She praises God for this because it could have just decimated our life, and we've been able to travel and we've been able to do things which, if I would have continued Meniere's as it was, we could never have done anything. And I'm still working, and I doubt if I could have still worked if it would have continued at the same rate it was.
Mm. You know, God has a way of directing us to places we need to be if we would just listen. Isn't that true?
And it is true. He does. And I really do. What's interesting is in your presentation, you talked about the body and how it heals itself.
Right.
And that I really find that true. God created these wonderful bodies we have, and he put in the way of healing, and by the adjustments, by what you guys do, it brings about healing, and that's the whole point. That's the whole point. It's not a quick fix. Mm-hmm. It's a healing.
The default setting for the body is to heal itself. So the body needs no help, just no interference. And that's where we come into it, is removing that interference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doctor, or I should say Pastor James, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for sharing your story with the listeners. It is an amazing one.
It's been amazing for me, too, and I really appreciate Dr. Yardley and his institute and what it's done for me and my family.
Thank you so much, Jim, for coming on. We appreciate it.
You betcha.
That, to me, was a profound thought, Dr. Yardley, the idea that we are made perfect, mm-hmm. and that what's happening at the Yardley Institute is you are moving us back towards perfection, wellness.
I think the perfection is always there, but it's not able to manifest. And what we do is we're fortunate, we're privileged to be tools to allow the manifestation of that perfection.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.